This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, November 17th. God's word for you today is access and believe. Our scripture reading is taken from Mark chapter 9, verse 23 to 24, and it says, "What do you mean, if I can?" Jesus asked. "Anything is possible if a person believes." The father instantly cried out, "I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief." John chapter 11, verse 5 to 6 says, "So although Jesus loved Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, he stayed where he was for the next 2 days. The way of access to Jesus is open to you. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. However, what do you do when it appears that the way to the Waymaker is blocked? What do you do when you have sent for Jesus and it appears that there is no way for him to come to you? You want Jesus to show up at 3 o'clock, but it is 5 o'clock and he has still not shown up. What do you do when all your theology comes crumbling? You have cried, wailed, and called on the Waymaker. You have even sung the Waymaker song, but it appears that Jesus is nowhere to be found. What do you do?" We see in the scriptures that the things we go through are not peculiar to us. It is all over the world. We are indeed men of like passions. So, what do you do? What you do is trust his word. Did he say he will come? Will he come? He is going to show up. You may think he did not come in your time or think he is delaying, but he is too faithful to fail you. He is too faithful to disappoint you. What he says he will do, that is what he will do. He is too lovely and too loyal to leave you. You need to trust that Jesus will show up. Jesus was going to show up, but it appeared that the way of the Waymaker was blocked. They did not know why it did not show up. Your way to the Waymaker, your access to Jesus must be open. So I pray again that the way of access to Jesus will be opened to you. The second way that I am praying will be opened to you is the way of belief. It is one thing to have access and Jesus actually showing up. If the way of belief is not open to you, you will not be able to receive. And that can be a hindrance to seeing the glory of God. As we see, John chapter 11, verse 21, verse 23 to 27 says, "Martha said to Jesus, 'Lord, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died.' Jesus told her, 'Your brother will rise again.' 'Yes,' Martha said, 'he will rise when everyone else rises at the last day.' Jesus told her, 'I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never, ever die. Do you believe this, Martha?' 'Yes, Lord,' she told him. 'I have always believed you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who has come into the world from God.'" The question is, did Martha believe? And I want you to really think about it. Did Martha actually believe, or was he just getting all spiritual with Jesus? Do you actually believe? Let us pray. My Father in heaven, I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. Help me believe more in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.